cheers. Hot dog, hot dog, the problem solved. Hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog, hot dog.
Steve and Johnny, Chicago's WGN Radio 720.
Well, we started out the week on Sunday night, Monday morning, talking about hot dogs, and we've been accused of talking about hot dogs an awful lot over the past few weeks. I've been going through this hot dog phase.
And we find out that it is, in fact, hot dog month.
Sure, July is hot dog month, and, well, depending upon what your source is, Monday was hot dog day. Tuesday was National Hot Dog Day.
May might have been National Hot Dog Day.
Some say it's the 24th of May. What's that all about? Unless it has something to do with the hot dog season actually starts, they tell us, Memorial Day through Labor Day. We know it's a year-round thing. We did a little survey asking you all to call in with your favorite hot dog place. We said, hands down, our favorite is up on the northwest side of Chicago. And two of our favorite people are the owners and operators of this place. It, of course, is Chicago's own Superdog, and they are Maury and Flory. Maury and Flory, happy hot dog month.
Howdy do. Thank you.
You're welcome. So do you guys know what the actual hot dog day is? Was it Monday, Tuesday? Was it last Saturday?
No, it starts around the 1st of January and continues sometime through December.
Okay.
Anytime that it is overlooked, it's a day lost, really.
Well put, Mr. Maury. Yes.
Sounded a little like Barry White as you were saying that, Maury.
I don't know if you guys heard the commercials that preceded us. And we are very, very, I don't know if I could say honored or a little bit worried, being sandwiched between prostatitis and and impotence.
Well, you got it. You know, the good and the bad. So you're all good.
It doesn't matter.
That's right.
As long as you called us and we have a chance to say hello.
Well, thank you, Flory. It's so nice to talk to you. How are you doing?
We're doing fine.
Good. And so now, since we last talked to you on the radio, there's a new Superdog up in Wheeling on Milwaukee Avenue. How are things going up in the new digs?
Waiting for you.
Now, well, I hear, you know what? I actually have next to your phone number in my cell phone, I have a picture, a gorgeous nighttime shot with the neon of the new place up on Wheeling.
Thank you. It is beautiful at night.
Yeah.
It truly is, and it's going very well.
Thank you. It tastes delicious.
Now,
he said, very unbiased.
Yes. Now, for people who don't know, and we, in fact, last night when we did the show, we heard from people listening to us in Poland.
Oh, my goodness.
In Scotland. We had so many people tuned in last night for whatever reason from the west coast of the United States, of any other place in the world. But we know that we have listeners in Israel. We have quite a few listeners in China, which is just crazy thanks to the internet.
It is.
So for people who don't know your story, and you've been featured on television for some time now because, you know, you're a landmark in Chicago, been around for how many years now, Flory?
This is our 63rd. We're in our 63rd year. We began May of 1948, right after World War II. Maury came home from the war, and he wanted to go to college, and he wanted to go to college days rather than nights because nights take so long. And so he said he'll work, he'll go to school during the year, during the winter months. 6 months of the year, we'll open a hot dog stand, as he said. Only it was a 20 by 12 brick building, or a cement block building. And we opened in May of 48, and we were open the summer of 48, the summer of 49, the summer of 50. And in 50, Maury took the CPA exam and passed it. But by that time, we were firmly entrenched.
Now, when you opened in 48, you kids had been married how long?
We had gotten married the previous August. I think back now, the audaciousness of it.
Yeah.
We got married in August of 47, and in May of 48, we opened Superdog.
So about 10 months you've been married, and you decided to take this big leap.
Yes.
And I don't know if we've ever asked you in all the times we've talked to you, what was the point at which you decided, okay, this is not just going to be summers, this thing could go, we're going to do it year-round?
we hired a man came to we started with kids, of course. We were kids. So we had kids just a little bit excuse me, younger than we. But kids, after they make $100, $200, they go away. They say, "Oh, that's enough. We're going to go have fun in the summer." So in 1950, we hired a man came and applied for the job, and we hired him. And Maury said, "Well, you know what? We're going to have to stay open in the winter now because he's with us. We'll stay another year or two. Don't forget we had indebtedness. So we'll pay off some of this indebtedness, and here we are, 63. He stayed with us 37.
That louse, 37 years.
He stayed with us.
Wow.
He stayed with us 37 years.
Wow. And I guess I should correct myself. When I call the newest location on North Milwaukee Avenue in Wheeling, the second location, technically second would have been at Midway Airport, right? And the third would be at for the name Superdog in Chicago.
Maury?
Yes, surely. Mm-hmm. Surely. But Midway was a very, very pleasant, very exciting, and very very honorable.
But not a drive-in restaurant.
Right.
Like we're talking about the two on Milwaukee Avenue.
It was a license.
In the wall. Really.
Yeah, right. This is totally different. This is the place for people who don't know, featured on the Food Network, Unwrapped show, featured on PBS, on Emerald Live.
Yes.
And also, and I remember the day that we got word that this was going to happen, in the book, 1,000 Places to See Before You Die, which was probably one of the coolest honors, because there are some pretty heavy things in there.
How does that make you feel, knowing that you're on a lot of people's bucket lists? What is that?
Well, we happen to partner with the Sphinx and the Taj Mahal.
The pyramids, the Great Wall of China, and Superdog.
The number of people who come to Superdog with that book under their arm, it used to surprise me. It doesn't anymore.
Huh.
First of all, people who travel a lot have the book because they want to make sure that they don't miss something that's important in the book. People who don't travel a lot have that book under their arm because they want to make sure they don't miss what's important in that book. So we are we're honored.
Oftentimes, I talk about when we talk about what makes a Chicago dog. I say, and one of the things I love about Superdog is the pickled green tomato. Now, is that technically a tomato, Maury, or is that?
Oh, surely
it is. Because somebody told me, no, that's a tomatillo, and I said, well, it's a tomato. It's got seeds. It looks like a green tomato, a tomato that hasn't turned red, and it's pickled, right?
It depends on what textbook you used initially. But it was a green tomato. It was a red tomato to begin with. And it was, of course, pickled and in the various brine and allowed to age. And we have made a real, real loyal following of...
Yeah.
Forget I've just made it.
The veggies say, I'll take a bun with some tomatoes on it. Steve and I are talking on our way into work tonight because we found ourselves at an appointment earlier today. And the guy that we were talking to said, so you guys are married? And we said, yeah, and we work together. And he turned and he said, you work together? And we said, yeah, we've been married for 26 years and we've never been married that we haven't worked together. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, from your story, Maury and Flory, you've been married. You have 10 months you didn't work together. The rest of the time you've worked together.
Let me tell you that although we didn't work together, we went to high school together. So we graduated high school in 1943 together.
Uh-huh.
We went to the prom together.
Did you really?
And then Maury went to World War II.
Uh-huh.
And I was home and I was lucky and I went to college.
Uh-huh.
But I think the real truth or the real effect of being together all of our lives, 63 married years, beside the early years, is, first of all, at Superdog, there was always just one boss. And really and truly, I'm saying this truthfully, Maury's always been the boss. He's the CEO, and there has to be a CEO.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't that I wasn't respected, listened to, asked opinion, right alongside of him every step of the way. But there wasn't the fighting, the inviting between us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the one of the most important ego on either part of ours. Okay.
Do you two get the same kind of reaction that we do?
Yes.
From a lot of people who say,
yes.
How can you possibly spend
together.
That much time together?
Yes.
And they kind of roll their eyes like, wow.
Yes. And then when we weren't together, when we weren't there. After all, we had children. We raised children also. So we did go our separate ways. I can't even say separate interests.
Yeah.
Don't forget that Superdog Drive-In is open 100 hours a week.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're only closed 4 days a year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we were together a lot. But I think a great deal has to do with the give and take, with the mutual respect, beside love, beside... It's more than love.
Mm-hmm.
It's admiration. It's respect. It's listening to each other.
Right.
It sounds baloney, but it's true.
Yeah.
Well, and as we've said to people for a long time, why the heck marry somebody if you don't kind of want to hang out with them?
Exactly.
And now, and it's been this way for some time, but your family just kind of grew up in Superdog, and you have family members that now are very actively working in the business. We've had the good fortune of meeting your lovely grandchildren. Now, do they foresee themselves someday down the road working at one of the Superdogs?
Well, son Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Son-in-law Don married to our daughter,
mm-hmm.
and granddaughter has come along and is taking charge of the wheeling location.
Oh!
And every once in a while, somebody lets us know what's going on.
Okay. All right.
Again, if you find yourself there, our good fortune has been every time we're there, Maury or Flory happen to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And as you say, being open 100 hours a week means that you're open well past midnight and hopping well past midnight. Now, speaking of hopping, your restaurants are known for being car hops. If we go back to when it all started back 63 years ago, Flory, you said it was this little cinder block building. When did the whole car hop service concept?
On the very first day, we even remember her name. The lot was not paved. It was cinders because we couldn't have enough money to pave.
Mm-hmm.
But we hired a car hop. She didn't have a car hop tray like we use now, you know, that hangs on your window.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
But we had an old beer tray. That's what she carried. But we always had a car hop. It was always a drive-in restaurant.
Really? From day one?
And from day one, the figures on the roof that you see were up there also. Before.
Yes.
And again, for people who don't know the story, who had the idea for those figures? Because that had to be, I mean, here you are, you're just married, you're launching this new business, and it's one thing to say, okay, we're going to put up this square building and open it and sell our widgets. It's another thing to say, we're going to create something that really is a kind of a unique structure, and on top of that structure, put big hot dog people?
Yeah, blinking hot dogs.
I have to talk now
because
it was his idea, so I have to tell you, because he might be too modest to say. He always, from his first conception, it was going to be a special sandwich.
Uh-huh.
It was not going to be your just run-of-the-mill sandwich. And the place was going to be special. It was going to be super. And so the idea of a superman, a super figure.
Uh-huh.
And that's where he came from.
So you got your hot dog, of course, but he's got muscles, as in he's super.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's that little caveman outfit that he's wearing.
Yes. And then... The artist in Maury who conceived of this, man must have his mate.
Yes.
And so they put me up there.
So Maury and Flory.
That's right.
You know, every time I look at this, I keep thinking, somebody has to do kind of a cartoon video Yeah, it's just waiting to be made.
Well, speaking of cartoons, I'm sure I'm not the first person to ever tell you, Flory, that you sound an awful lot like Marge Simpson.
Yeah, I've been told that before.
I'm sure.
And Maury was a creative man and whimsical, and there you have it.
Yeah, there you have the logo for the Super Dog. Now, up in the...
I wasn't the silent though.
Well, he's silent because I want to say it right, and I don't know if he would give himself enough. Okay?
I got you. There are two dogs on top of the building in Wheeling, the new location. And doesn't the story go that you had to go before the Wheeling village and you had to get, well, as is often the case, you have to get the okay to put up something like that. And they were tickled that you were going to, in fact, put the dogs on top of the building.
No. The whole story is we were literally sweating and very, very tentative when we appeared before the board of
Wheeling,
yes. And very tentatively, they said, you're going to put those two hot dogs up in the roof? And I answered very quietly and very tentatively, hey, we'd like to. Well, how big are they? I said, 12 feet. Make them 15.
They were happy to have those dogs associated with their town, sure. And I remember when the big the raising of the dogs occurred one morning not too many months ago, and that was a big deal because these suckers are heavy, aren't they?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Because they've got to withstand the
raise. That sounds like a religious experience, the raising of the dogs.
And is there a guy, is the guy that makes them up in Wisconsin the company that makes them?
The company is one man in a very, very, very old, decrepit garage in a very tiny town in Wisconsin.
Really?
But he's worked with Maury for many years.
That is so funny. And so he keeps the eyes blinking, too. I mean, he makes sure that they're healthy and happy up there on top of the building.
He sure does. They had to have a crane to get them up there.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, the pictures in the paper were hysterical.
Yeah.
I don't know if I ever asked you guys, do you ever worry about lightning strikes? Have they ever been hit by lightning or anything?
A heck of a windstorm some years ago. Really, we thought we had them secured, but we didn't anticipate this near whirlpool tornado, so to speak. And we had several of our people in our family, several of the people that were somewhat close to us in the construction and the maintenance of the building, holding on to cables lest they be fly away.
Wow.
And they lay on the roof very, very contentedly with each other for a few months until we could get them very, very firmly anchored.
But they're anchored now. They can't. Oh, yeah.
They can't go anywhere.
Oh, no.
That's why they look so happy up there. Here's an email. This is from Jim, who's a big, big fan and says he also enjoys the new location up in Wheeling. He said, a little piece of trivia. Can Maury and Flory help me answer the question of the television show where an image of the Superdog restaurant is seen in the opening of the show? And as much as I know about Superdog,
it might be Crime Story. They came, but they covered the dogs up. You see, they did not want the dogs to show.
They wanted the neon look?
They wanted that tower, you know, that blue tower.
Okay.
So they wanted that to show. There's a gorgeous poster that they made and gave us. And that is actually in the beginning of the television show. That is true. That is Superdog. They worked all night with hoses, wetting, keeping the ground wet, so that it would look slick, you know.
Okay. Yeah. I remember that.
But the dogs are not. They covered the dogs.
I remember that. Of course, that was Crime Story with Dennis Farina.
That's right.
Chicago's Dennis Farina.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, that's something you need to add on your website, which, by the way, is a great website, and
Thank
it's spelled Super Dawg is D-A-W-G, if you're trying to get, because we had some people say, hey, I'm not finding it. It's S-U-P-E-R-D-A-W-G.
That's right. Not two words, one word.
But you need to add to your site kind of a Super Dawg in the media section,
okay,
where you just do a little list of the TV shows, the movies, yeah, the okay, documentaries, the whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I want to remind people listening that the new store, which is on Milwaukee Avenue, it's only 11 miles north of Devon, mm-hmm, but it's just south of Dundee. It's on Milwaukee, mm-hmm, just south of Dundee.
Great location.
Yeah, it's a beautiful location, it is. It's on the river, and so that there's beautiful trees and forest preserve in back of us. It's a nice setting.
Mm-hmm. So we've been talking about this being National Hot Dog Month and how we both had a serious hot dog Jones. Now, you work at Super Dawg. I mean, the Super,
yeah,
Dawg is,
mm-hmm,
your life.
Yes.
As much time as you spend there,
mm-hmm,
do you ever get home and you get a real home and you say, oh, I got to have a Super Dawg?
Yeah, but at Super Dawg, never home.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, you got to eat it at the restaurant.
Got to eat it there.
Oh, where it's good and hot.
Got to make it. It's different. It's,
yeah,
just,
yeah,
you can't do it the same way at home.
Yeah.
Okay?
Talking about ingredients, please.
Mm-hmm.
Can I have something that I can really comprehend? What the devil is gluten?
Oh.
You know, I will send you. I've got all kinds of information on gluten. And
I've had all kinds of explanations, and I cannot fathom any.
It's bread. It's basically bread. Yeah, that's what.
I've been told it ain't bread.
It's the protein.
In there
it's
someplace.
The protein that's in the bread that makes bread squishy, and it's in wheat. It's in your rye bread.
In barley.
A lot of oats,
malt,
and so bread, potato bread, that's okay because it doesn't have that protein that makes it squishy.
She just explained it, Maury.
There you go.
Protein. Well, I understand it better now.
Yeah, because whenever, in fact, you can, for people who make bread, and I still make bread, but I made bread the old-fashioned way where, mm-hmm, you'd roll it out before and you'd let it rise.
Yeah.
The gluten was really necessary to make your bread rise.
But you don't put gluten into it.
You can, yeah.
It's there.
It's in the grain itself.
Yeah.
That's why even though oats don't actually have the protein in the gluten protein in the oats, if oats are grown where wheat has been grown, then the oats then become contaminated with the protein.
For example, there are a couple new products out that are now gluten-free oats, and these are oats that have been grown on a farm that had to lie dormant for 2 years for them to get any other contamination
out of the soil. Yeah.
God.
Yeah. Now, I know I've got a friend that comes to Super Dawg and eats a vegetarian dog
time.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
And she says, you know, give me the garden, give me everything
right
on the bun.
Yep.
Right?
Just loaded with green tomatoes.
Your green tomatoes.
In fact, I didn't tell you, but we found a source for gluten-free hot dog buns, and one of these days we're going to come up there, uh-huh, and I want a Super Dawg bun. I'll give you the bun.
No problem.
And
okay. Would you still have to nestle it in the box in the bed of fries?
No problem.
Because that's... Now, again, going back 63 years, you always did the box to deliver the hot dog and fries?
To begin with, we put it in a paper and rolled it.
Mm-hmm.
But again, going back,
it was like serving a dead fish, really.
He hated it.
Boy, that's appetizing, Maury.
Well, he hated it. So he devised, he worked and worked and worked until he got this box. And remember that the box is, the genius of it is that we don't have any room. That the building was so tiny,
mm-hmm,
it's flat. But the way it's constructed, one bang, one knock against the counter, and the box stands up.
Uh-huh.
It's a very, very unusual box,
yeah,
which he designed.
You know.
So all this, that's one of the reasons that we're still there.
Yeah.
The love of it, the creativity of, mm-hmm, it.
And the genius of Maury.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Putting it in. Putting some more in. Doing, mm-hmm, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's no question in my mind. And my children, our children also, you see, they heard this at home. They felt it at home. They saw it at home.
Yeah.
Okay?
Absolutely.
Text from an 847 area code from taxi driver Bob says, I've taken a number of my customers to Superdog. Do you have that happen a lot where a taxi pulls in and you just got people from out of town? Because when we were talking about National Hot Dog Month, we had people who were emailing and calling and saying, I have such a hum for Superdog. So do you get people who are from the airport, they're in the cab, and they come right to Superdog?
Oh, you're so dead on with that. Also, we have people with travel brochures.
Directions, travel brochures,
mm-hmm. getting off a plane at O'Hare and engaging a cab.
Mm-hmm.
Where should we go? And very often I've got an hour between planes. So let's have one of those things.
Hmm. Was there a point where you realized that Superdog had become this kind of a cultural icon of sorts? Was there a time, a place, an event where you realized, oh, people are really taking notice from all over the country?
Yes, and that was a very sore spot in some cases that it has been imitated. And unfortunately, we've had to go to very, very extensive legal costs and legal activity.
Oh, because of the copyright of Superdog.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, there was a New York company that thought they could ride on your coattails, as I recall.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And we have to, if we don't protect our mark, if we don't, then pretty soon it's nothing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, now, a caller was wondering, now, we talked about the one man up in Wisconsin who made the dogs for Top of the Building,
mm-hmm.
but callers want to know if they can get little versions that they could have of the super dogs.
We have them.
You do have them.
Yes, we have them.
You've got stuffed versions, and you've got the desktop versions, as I recall, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Also, T-shirts, the black T-shirts.
Yes.
People can get those at the super dogs.
And I love the fact that the T-shirts are in fashionable black.
Yes. Well, people can visit you guys on Facebook if they're from out of town and plan your trip, because really, Maury, originally, when you guys built, 63 years ago, there wasn't a whole lot out there but O'Hare Airport, right?
And a very, very prominently known pool, Whalen Pool.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Sure, so you had
that
kids.
Was a WPA creation.
Mm-hmm. Well, when the kids would come to go to the pool and they would cross over to get a hot dog, they were paying how much 63 years ago?
No, what can I get? I got a dime. What can I get?
A dime.
A Coke was a dime.
Uh-huh.
A dog was 22 cents.
22 cents?
And order fries was a dime. You can't conceive it.
So for 50 cents, you could eat a nice lunch.
Oh, much less.
Sure.
Oh,
a,
my
God. Carpet was 3 cents.
Oh,
the streetcar was 3 cents. But I do want to tell you something before we end.
Uh-huh.
Some of the most touching things that have happened recently, a daughter called that her parents are celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary. And he proposed to her at Superdog before 50 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and they'd like to come. It was beautiful. It was June, and they'd like a small party outside. And they brought balloons, and they brought tablecloths, and they sat outside, and they had a wonderful time.
Mm-hmm.
But the touching thing is that the woman, the 50-year-old bride, wrote us the most heartwarming letter afterwards.
Sure.
I saved it, of course, telling us about her early life and the proposal and the fun of coming to Superdog, dating, and they'd meet the gang. Okay, where are you going to be later? We'll be at the dog. We'll meet you at Superdog.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
And we have many, 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 many like that.
I know, and I know we hear it every time we talk about you, too. Well, we love you dearly, and we're so happy that
Thank
we could
you.
Spend some time and celebrate Hot Dog Month with you, too.
And I promise you, within the next few weeks, you're going to see us, and I'm bringing up these gluten-free hot dog buns.
Please do that.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you, too.
Thanks.
Thanks, Maury Flory. Good night.
Stay well and keep enjoying.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye.